Fair city there, sir.
I like it. It's hot. I like it. The weather's great. People are friendly for the most part.
We do what we
Yay.
Can. Yeah.
And your water is delicious.
We pride ourselves on our water here in Iowa City. It's good stuff.
Ooh.
And yeah.
That's something to write home about.
Yeah, you know, I mean, good water, you know. Some people have terrible water.
I know.
Yeah, if you'd
stay out of Des Moines.
Yeah.
If you like water.
Yeah, I don't think that they got the bad stuff there. You know. Brown water. But anyhow, if you'd like to play a song or say anything, go right ahead.
Sir. Yeah, I'm gonna play a Dead Milkman classic, so to speak. That I wrote with Rodney Anonymous. Wendell brought it to life in his guest room bathtub. It was a special project for a 4-H club, but it broke loose in the middle of the night. Now it's eating foul children left and right. On a bump talk, on a scream, yippee. Malibu and ate a couple of surfers who were too tough to chew. So it slithered its way to old Irvine and ate a couple of hippies that tasted just fine. Now it's got a sweet tooth for long hair. So Bob and Greg and Grant, you should beware. Wasn't born in 1966. Listen to the music and begins to sway. Dream it as it dreams of a hippie souffle. Hey, hey, hey. What do they taste like? Some kind of treat? How many hippies can this monster eat? It ate Stills and Nash before they could shout. Then it chewed on David Crosby, but it spit him out. All the punks are gonna scream yippee. Cause it's the day that only eats to be. There it goes. For that great old festival in the sky. So long, suckers!
What childhood dreams did you have as a child?
The most vivid dream I remember was I woke up and saw a bright light outside the window of my bedroom and opened curiously the shades, which I guess you're not really supposed to do in a dream because, you know, And across the street was a field, a cow pasture, but this, in my dream, it was a big spaceship hovering. And definitely creatures were there that were alien to anything I've seen. And I was astounded, obviously. I was like, holy crap. This is pretty weird. So I
I wanted other people to see it because I figured no one's going to believe me in the morning if I just say this was my dream. This is what was happening. And of course, I didn't know it. Realize I was dreaming in my dream. So I go in my dream and wake my parents up and insist that they come out and see, look through the window. And I finally got my mom to look through the window, and it was like back to normal by the time.
God damn.
I know. that was a dream that I remember.
Do you got any pets?
I don't have any pets, no. I used to have a goldfish.
I had a goldfish a couple times. Uh-huh. A couple times. Didn't make it too long.
Okay.
Sometimes there was more than one. I had a big family. So yeah. Sometimes a couple of us got a goldfish at the same time. Friends.
Right, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Who do you listen to when you're sitting at home? And you're listening to music, what is your what are you into?
I like a range of things, from Bob Dylan to Spoon to I like the new Arcade Fire album of all things. I love Samuel Lockwood and the Boo Boos. He happens to be right here, but I would say that even if he wasn't.
Say hi, Sam.
Yeah, I rock and roll, I listen to anything, really.
Sure.
Chuck Berry, Nirvana.
How did you end up meeting Sam?
Apparently he wrote me an email, but I don't even remember. And I obviously responded, because...
Here you are.
Here I am, but I... Exactly, yeah. Here I am. Basically, I guess the gist of it is he asked me if I wanted to go on tour,
mm-hmm.
And then eventually it happened. It happened about a year ago. And we've been on two tours since then, including that one. This is our third tour together. So obviously something is either wrong with him or we're getting along.
I imagine it's there's something wrong with all this.
Most people don't want to tour with me.
Anyway, do you got another song in your bag there?
No, but I'll play one anyway. I don't know. You want to hear one? Okay, this is... We worked on a split recently. Actually, yesterday and the day before. And this is one of the songs I recorded for that. so lonely, I got no one over me. I'm getting old and my skin is getting moldy. I took a credit, but I guess I just don't get it. There's no luck to sell here, and I just drank my last beer. Smoking mirrors tell another lie. Got my head pointed down at the sky.
Very much.
You're welcome.
Also, Joe Jack, is the Boohoos also are playing at the mill tonight around, you know, the doors are at 9. You know how it goes. Get down there. The Lipstick Homicide's playing also. So it should be quite the night of rockin'ness.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Joe Jack. I have a couple more questions.
Oh, okay. Go right ahead.
What kind of soap do you use?
Lava.
That's a good one.
Lava is great. I love it. But no, I use Dove for men. I used to use just regular Dove, and then they came out with this men version. I was like, oh, wow, this is marketed just for me.
You know, it makes
it. I think I was a trendsetter.
Marketed for us, the girls get all kinds of stuff marketed.
It's about time.
Our time for the soap. If you could be an animal, which one would you be?
Ooh, I might be a cat.
Ooh, I don't know.
Because they get to sleep a lot, it seems, anyway.
They get to do pretty much anything they want.
They get fed
by
people.
They get by people, and they just kind of run around the house, you know. Be cuddly when they want to. Yeah, it's great. And a cat would be awesome. Where are you from?
Well, my planet is, oh no, from Philadelphia. It's Pennsylvania City.
And you don't live there anymore?
Yeah, I do. I live there.
Sweet.
But I'm on tour now.
Right. On the open road.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tim. Do you think there's any chance we could, like, ask these questions while we do some exercises? We've been, like, just sitting in, like,
yeah,
vehicles,
we need exercise.
Like,
you guys need exercises?
Mm-hmm. Like, all day long. Well, and we would really love to, like, get some exercise while we,
you know, I got the perfect thing here.
While we,
there goes the phone.
Yeah, it seems like me and Joe, we just, like, these last few days, we've just, like, sat around.
Let's get yourself go. I can help you.
We're getting a studio tan.
I got Bonnie, the not so prudish Pruden here somewhere. She's in here. She's a great old gal. No Jane Fonda though.
Nah.
I haven't brought her back yet. She was bad. She was a bad girl. And you know, Billy Ocean and the Jacksons are the ones that pay for it. They had a good time. Well, did you guys stretch? Did you guys stretch?
Better. All right, we'll get on it.
Stretch now, because it's going to hurt, and you guys got a show, and I don't want this to be my fault if this if show goes all bad, you guys need to stretch.
Oh!
And, yep.
Oh, man.
It doesn't burn, it ain't working, guys.
Yeah.
Where we string the exercises together. Start with number 10. Right foot up, ready? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. 2, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Bonnie will give you the workout, guys. She's a hell of a gal.
2, 1, 2, 3. 5.
Usually save this till about 7 o'clock, but we'll just have to have two of these. Bonnie's just going to have to work us extra hard tonight.
7, 2, get ready for 21.
21.
And swing, 2, 3, 4. 2, 3.
Oh, yeah.
So, what we're going to do is
2, 3, 4, 4, 2, 3, 4, 5.
What is your
get
favorite
ready with
color?
Two, swing right side, left side,
purple.
1, 2, 3. left side, right side, 1, 2, 3. 3, 2, 1, 2, 3. 4, 2. Ready for 8. Right side, left side, 1, 2, 3.
Can you do a handstand?
Left side, right side, 1, 2, 3.
No.
3, 2, 1, 2, 3.
I can't
three.
Either.
Can you look at my hands? You think
two,
that
change to 7. Up, 2. Right to the top. Down, 2. Now to the floor. And down, 2. 9, 3, 4.
What are your main influences in music?
2. To the standing position, back to 7.
What got you playing?
2. 3,
Bob Dylan got
four.
Me playing music.
Bobby
down,
Dean.
The, two, the birds.
Even with the floor. And down for 9.
Birds,
two,
covers.
3, four.
Some Dylan songs.
Up,
I was like,
2, ready for 7.
Who wrote those songs?
In,
I gotta find out about this person.
3, 4, 2.
Are you a religious
two,
man?
3, 4, 3.
No, not really.
2, 3.
Why, is that ruin the rest of your question?
2.
No.
3.
Was there
five,
a B course
three,
question? If you would have said yes.
6, 2, 3, 4, 7, 2, get ready for 18. Here we go. In, out,
I might become a religious
three,
man, though.
Arthur R,
I
in,
have a swig of this.
Out, 4, change, in, out, 3, 4, change, in, out,
what
3,
would be
now
a perfect
together,
date for you?
In, out,
that's
ready
pretty much
for
the end of my question.
2, 1, 2, and a 1,
perfect
2,
date.
3,
well,
2,
it would be an even
1,
number,
2, 3,
not an odd number.
3, 2,
start with that.
1, 2, 3, 4,
it would involve dinner,
eight, swing, one,
not necessarily by candlelight,
swing, one, two,
but
three,
dessert
two,
would probably
two,
include
one,
something
two, three,
of the ice cream nature.
Three, two,
ice cream is delicious.
One, two, three,
and
four,
then,
two, one, two, three,
I don't know, there could possibly be a movie involved.
All the way down
could be a game
line,
of Scrabble,
down,
you never know.
Way down, and stand up again.
Game of wits.
Game of wits, right. Any game of wits. A card game. Connect Four, maybe.
Lots of fun.
Yeah, I'm a tough date.
It's an opportunity to test your date right
from the get-go. Right, exactly. You suck.
Gotcha!
Exactly.
Yeah, anybody who didn't already hear me say that these guys are playing at the Mill tonight. I do believe it's a $7 show.
Mm-hmm.
And it should kick total ass. You should listen to this show, and then when this show's done, get your sweet little butts over to the Mill after I fill them full of rock and roll. Go get some more. You might need to get rid of a little bit, create some room, but get over there. Get over there with your butts. Anyhow, would you like to say anything else?
That workout really took all that out of me.
Yeah, she really can give it to you.
she really
Yeah, she has like no sense of pacing.
Yeah, she just go.
She's a good
That would be a good end to a good date too. A nice workout with Bonnie.
Oh, I don't know, man.
it would be something that interesting.
Let's get that record.
Quite the lady.
Yeah, I like to listen to records. Workout records.
Yeah, don't forget to stretch again.
The dance.
Stretch
after. You gotta cool down.
So you don't hurt yourself. You guys got a show to perform.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, I just want to say thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to Sam, and Sam's got a 7-inch also that will be released this fine evening, so go buy it. Go buy it at the Mill.
Do yourself a favor, go buy it.
Go buy it.
Get yourself one for somebody else for Christmas.
It is Christmas soon, people. You could give them away. Buy them, and then give them to people that will love them. This is the Storm and Mormon Power Hours, and, well, it still is. We got Joe Jack Talcum, thank you very much for coming in, and Samuel Lockwood, and they will be playing at the Mill tonight. So stay tuned for the Power Hours and all kinds of other bullshit. More fitness, Bonnie's coming back. And we got some religion and all kinds of other bullshit for you tonight. So get ready. And don't choke on it. If you listen to it by yourself, don't eat anything. And if you got somebody else with you, I want them trained on the Heimlich just in case you do choke so they can get that shit out of there. All right. Thank you very much, Iowa City. I'll be back soon.